Every rich Roman had several country houses, usually near the sea, with many slaves to run them, and fine libraries in which the works of all the best Greek and Latin poets were to be found. The villas of the rich even had their own sports grounds and cellars stocked with the best wines. If a Roman felt bored at home, he would take himself to the marketplace, the law courts, or to the baths. The bathhouses, or thermes, were monumental buildings supplied by aqueducts with water from distant mountains. They were magnificently furnished and decorated, and had halls for hot baths, cold baths, and steam baths, and others for practicing sports. Ruins of these colossal thermes can still be seen, with their high vaulted ceilings, their brightly coloured marble pillars, and their pools tiled with rare and precious stones. They look more like fairy tale palaces. Bigger still, and even more impressive, were the theatres.